Hi, friends. Glad you've tuned in to In Good Faith. This little episode is a bit of bonus content to kind of tell you what we've been up to, what new developments are happening with In Good Faith, and we want to tease a really great upcoming mini-series that will start our new season Sunday, September 1st. Here's your hint. No, that's not the only hint, but that's the first hint of what this mini-series is going to be about. And the people who are in studio with me today are are Heather Bigley.
Were you going to call me senior companion? Senior companion, Heather Bigley.
Heather Bigley, and also producer Leah King.
Hello.
Thanks, Leah. So we just, in our last season, are winding up with a little mini-series. And who would have thought that talking about death and dying could be so inspiring?
It's one of those things where we're so afraid to talk about it. We're so afraid people are going to become uncomfortable. And yet, when we really look at it and think about it, we can see ways in which it's beautiful and uplifting and good for all of us.
We kick this off by speaking with Martin Tanner, a host on KSL, a local television station, talking about near-death experiences, which I just think everybody ought to be fascinated with.
Right.
And then from India, Mariana Bari, who you met when you were in India, Heather.
Yes. She is a German woman living in India with her husband, who is an Indian architect.
She is sharing her own near-death experience.
Yeah.
And partially answers a question I always had, which most of the stories I've heard are from Christians, and so there are certain commonalities. What if you were raised in a different tradition, and that's exactly her experience? It's different, but with that same overwhelming care and love. Really interesting. Phyllis Spiegel is the Episcopal Bishop of Utah.
Yes. We don't get to say that very often.
No. And she was just a fantastic guest, and she has spent a lot of time thinking about this, starting from what she calls the slow motion death of her own father, who had juvenile diabetes, that I think affected the way, and the great advice she had for us about how you can help people through their death.
And next we had Jules Olson, which was a really interesting interview, and you won't see this listening to the episode, but me and Heather were both sitting there crying as she was talking. And I know talking to some of the people who listen to the podcast, like my mom and my grandma, they agreed that it was super emotional and touching. So that was a good interview.
Yes. To me, I was touched from the moment she sat down, because she had this translucent, beautiful glass blue vase full of stones. And it ended up, they represented about 200 plus people that she had been their chaplain as they passed.
Yeah. And you can see that actual vase on our YouTube extended interview, or I know, Leah, you just posted on Instagram with that.
Yeah, it's on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, everywhere that allows short form content videos.
And then we wrap up this whole mini-series on end of life and afterlife by taking a look at some of the teachings that are in Scripture from different faith traditions. We had Corinna Tanner, who is in gerontology, so she works with nurses on working with the elderly and has her own experiences. A local pastor, Joshua Rager, who had some lovely insights, and then a Hindu student who's studying here at BYU, Siddham Mana. And everyone had a few favorite scriptures. They also, which really was meaningful to me, had personal connections to share. And maybe that's why we were all interested, because we know people who are going to die. So we hope you'll check out our End of Life mini-series. It's just finishing up. And as we look ahead, Leah is over our social media, so you've got cool stuff about Spotify and Instagram. Let's hear about that.
Yeah, we can start with Spotify. So on Spotify now, on each episode of our podcast, you can leave a comment, which I think that's been true for a while, but now we can respond to those comments. So if you have a question or a comment, we can respond to you and answer that question or say, hey, thanks for listening. So be sure to use that comment feature on Spotify. And then we're doing Instagram Lives for the whole summer. So through August 28th, usually Wednesdays at 1, but you can check our social platforms to see when we're doing it that week and who the guest is.
very fun to do.
Yeah.
And if you follow us on Instagram, you follow In Good Faith Podcast, then it will pop up. You'll get a notice in Instagram that we're going live. It's really fun to be able to talk to maybe people who might not be our typical guest for In Good Faith, but have some really cool thing we want to highlight.
Well, and Leah has set up an interview August 14th with Lisa Valentine Clark from The Lisa Show in order to cross-promote an interview that Steve did on The Lisa Show about, what did you talk about, Steve? Because he didn't tell us about this beforehand.
We talked about lots of stuff, but most of it focused on interfaith aspects, both in a community, but also especially within a family. Like, what if your interfaith discussions are happening in your house? It's super important that those go well, if possible, even more than the neighbor down the street, I think. And that's not something we always think about, but it's been on my mind as Heather and I will be teaching at an event here that's every year at BYU called Education Week. And we are doing a four-part series, 1 hour, Tuesday through Friday, 4:30 in the afternoon, so right before dinner when everyone's excited to learn, come join us. And we'll be talking about different aspects of interfaith work, how it strengthens our own faith. And one of them does include, what if your interfaith work is in your own home?
And P.S., the room we've been assigned for Education Week seats over 150 people, so please come, or else we'll be just doing a little circle where we hold hands. We're a little scared at who will not be there.
So we are, quote, taking a break the month of August. But that means that behind the scenes, we are working hard editing and doing new interviews, many of which we've already done, looking ahead to our new season. Again, that will begin Sunday, September 1st, and we'll kick it off with a mini-series on contemplation and contemplative prayer and meditation, because that seems to be really important to people of late.
Yeah. And in fact, our first interview will be with Rich and Joan Liversidge from Maryland. Woot woot, fellow Marylanders out there. They're Quakers, and they're going to talk to Steve about the importance of worshiping in silence and why that is such a key Quaker practice.
Yes. And I met them at the Quaker meeting, which is their word for their congregation. In Maryland, I had gone there, and they started the service, and they said, today we will be in an hour of quiet worship. And I thought, wow, what am I going to do for the next hour? So I quietly worshiped. At one point, I pulled out my notebook to jot down a few thoughts, and Joan, bless her, in the interview that we had with her, told me something cool about journaling. And I thought, okay, I did not completely miss the mark. They are Rich and Joan, lovely people. I cannot wait for you to hear about their last 40 years and how they found Quakerism.
Also in that mini-series, we talked to Reverend Danny Lee, who is a returning guest. You can listen to her in episode 161 if you just can't wait and need to hear more In Good Faith. So she talks about how she's incorporated contemplation in her own life.
So this spring, one of our guests in episode number 204 was Cassidy Hall, who had been on this fascinating journey. And if you haven't heard it, you should listen. She just quits her job one day and for various reasons decides she's going to go to a silent retreat at all 17 Cistercian monasteries or abbeys in the United States. Road trip, very quiet road trip. And I was so fascinated to know that there was a website and that you could do these retreats. And I went to a retreat. Holy Cross Abbey, which is right next to the Shenandoah River, close to Berryville, Virginia, in a beautiful Shenandoah Valley there. And it was a 5-day silent retreat. I had permission towards the end to speak with several of the monks and one of the priests there, and they talk about their journeys, which were fascinating and all very different, and what a monastery life is like. And then we'll talk to a few of the people who were there as my fellow retreatants. We never spoke to each other the whole time. We ate together, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
You guys left notes for each other.
Yeah, at the very last, I snuck notes saying, could I please interview you later about your experience? And two of them said, of course, and I think you'll be really fascinated. So, In Good Faith, back with our new season on September 1st. But be listening, since you're so kind to subscribe, we're going to have a little bonus content that we'll drop, a fun quiz. And of course, we want you to know about all of this social media and other stuff that's happening. So glad. Thank you, Heather. Thank you, Leah.
And
thanks, listeners, to In Good Faith.